Chuine ben a conne con Campbell of Altara. Na chuine ben a conne am Clos Waldo Chavitz. The Chola Park me men o Old Torah. Nos in love, O Malchus, the Old Chavitz. The Old Torah. Chovas Halimud. Whenever we use the term Torah, it can be used in a narrower sense or a broader sense. It can be used in a narrower sense of Torah in terms of Talmud Torah, as distinct from mitzvahs, kiyum mitzvahs, or it can be used in a broader sense of Torah bichlalusa. And in that sense, Torah includes the mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, in this context, we mean Torah in the narrower of those two senses. Chovas halimud. Ol malchus Torah hamelech v'shibudo. All derech eretz Torah hazman. Amar ki b'schar hischayvuso l'ol Torah yatzileu Hashem mechovos hamalochim. V'yekel olav b'torah hazman. So can we do that? That there's a very, very, very important yesod in this Mishnah. It's mirrored in the Rambam's Lashon, but Bemis, it's not really any more mefurish in the Rambam than in the Mishnah itself. And maybe let's approach it as follows. If you have a Rambam, Hilchos Shmita V'Yova, right, the end of Sefer Zera, the last halacha in Sefer Zera, it's the last halacha in Shmita V'Yova, so it's therefore the last halacha in Sefer Zera. Parak Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel. Below Shevet Levi Bilvad. So let's read the Halacha twice. Let's read the halacha twice, but only once. Read it from the screen. The second time we're not going to read it from the screen. Okay. V'lo shevet Levi bilvad el kol ish ve'ish min kol boy ha'olam asher nadva rucha also ve'hevinu mado lehi bader lama lefnei Hashem l'shar so l'avdo l'deyas Hashem v'holach yosha k'moshe aso elokim ufarek me'al tzavaro ol ha'chizvono sarav m'shebikshu b'nei ha'odam ha'rezen is kadosh 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 v'i Hashem chalko v'nachalosso l'olam l'ol me'olam. Okay, that's number one. Number two. V'lo shevet levi bilvad el kol ish v'ish m'kol bo'i olam asher nod v'rucho aso v'hevino mada'o v'nivdal v'omad Lifnei Hashem, v'sherso v'avdo, v'yodas Hashem, v'holach yosha k'mosha asor alokim, ufarak me'al tzavaro ol ha'chizvano sarab b'meshebikshu. Version number one is in the Kisvayad. Version number two is in Ksav Yad. that is yet to be written. Version number two doesn't exist. But why? Right? Notice how the Rambam shifts, right? Vehivino madol lehi bodel. And then he says veholach yosha. So why not continue with the infinitive? I mean, manav shach. If you like infinitives, you like infinitives, no? So if you like infinitives and it's lehi bodel lamad lishasa leavdo ledeas Hashem vela leches yosha. So what's the difference in mashmaos, Rabbi Osei, between version one and version two? Right. So we had in the first parak of Psachim, right, that in the sugya of Lamed and Al. The Lamed is Lahabar Mashma. And Al is a question. And clearly, contextually, that is the case. And Vavino Mado means that Lihi Bodel means he's making a commitment to do such and such. He's making a commitment, right? Vin Nivdal is describing action. The infinitive Lihi Bodel is defining a commitment that he makes. To whom? To himself, to the Baal Shalom. It's not something that needs or should be broadcast. The commitment is Lihi Bodel, Lama, Lishasa, Laavdo. And then, in fact, he begins to implement that. Veholach Yosha Ufarek Me'al Tzavaro. So that combination, the combination of the commitment, another word or phrase for commitment is to be Mekabel Ol. Right? It's a combination of the commitment with then the implementation of a commitment. So apparently, the Holach Yoshua Kemosha Oso Elokim, right? The Rambam is clearly paraphrasing from Kohelis, right? Elokim Oso Oso Adam Yoshua Vehim Vikshu Cheshvanos Rabbim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us Yoshua, and we make ourselves crook. Elokim Oso Oso Adam Yoshua Vehim Vikshu Cheshvanos Rabbim. So apparently, the Holach Yosha Kemosha Asal Lukim Ufarak Me'al Tzavara Ol HaChizvono Sarabim Shabikshu B'nei Adam means something more. There's greater significance to it when it's in the context of a Kabbalah Lihi Bodel V'lamod Lifnei Hashem L'Shoroso than if you would have the same holach yashar, the same farak may al tzavaro, absent that prior kabbalah, and absent that context of kabbalah. And the yisod is true that it's different. Is true on more than one level. It's understandable and true on more than one level. What's the difference between, again, this is intended for purposes of illustration, whether or not it's something that makes sense. A person has to decide in the context of his own life. His own life, his own stage of life. What's the difference between a person starting to learn Daf Yomi or leaving aside the question of Nadarim, let's assume Bli Neder, or between making a commitment and starting to learn Daf Yomi? Again, take out Daf Yomi and substitute any undertaking, any project, any goal in Talmud Torah. What's the difference? So on a practical level, on a pragmatic practical level, the difference is the first day, the person is very busy with other things. And punk that day, it's a long, hard duff. And it's late at night and he's tired. If there's a commitment, I have to do it. I made a commitment. I have to do it. It's not something optional. It's not, it doesn't matter that what the degree of difficulty is. It has to be done. If it's something I'm doing, but not in the context of commitment, okay, you do your best. What can I tell you? It's been a long, hard day. No fault of my own. So many unexpected demands on my time. Punk today. Okay. Long. So practically, pragmatically, there's a crucial difference between whether there's an initial Kabbalah, Ivus, as opposed to just doing. And again, the initial Kabbalah is Ben Adam Lakona. It needn't and shouldn't really go beyond that. That's on a practical and on a practical level. But it's true on a religious level as well, even if it wouldn't be true on a practical level. But when a person is mekabel ol, he elevates, he accentuates the dimension of avdus in his avodas Hashem. If a person learns Torah without being mekabel ol Torah, gevaldik, extraordinary, wonderful, indescribably so. But lemaisa, there's something that he hasn't captured, which someone who's mekabel ol Torah has. Because by being mekabel ol Torah, the person is accentuating, deepening, intensifying the dimension of avdus. And even if that wouldn't translate practically, it does, ayin la'el. But even if that wouldn't translate practically, just religiously, spiritually, that makes a world of difference. Now, hagam, that kimedume, what the Rambam is describing in Shemitah V'Yovel is not our Mishnah. It's a different degree. It's a greater and higher degree of even of Kabbalah's all than our Mishnah is talking about. But l'chol, it's clear that the yesod for this Rambam, that it's not only what a person does, but it's that context and framework of Kabbalah's all that he establishes. The yesod for the Rambam is in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah doesn't say, kol halomed Torah bahasmada. Doesn't say kol halomed Torah. I mean, that's clearly what he's doing. If he's mekabel al haval Torah, that's what he's doing, fine. So, you know, talk is cheap, and so let's just describe what he's doing. Now, never mind what the... So how the... What is this? Again, on the second difference that we highlighted between whether there's a Kabbalah or not, not the practical one, but the religious, spiritual one, as extraordinary as the Talmud Torah is, but absent Kabbalah's Ol Torah, so maybe the Pshat in the Mishnah is, I don't know, maybe that person is not going to be Zocha. I don't know, I don't know. But maybe that person is not going to be Zocha to the Ma'avirin Mimenu, Ol Malchus V'Ol Darach Eretz. Maybe it's only when the person makes the commitment, not only that he does, but he makes that commitment when he accentuates the Avdus. Oh, you're accentuating the Avdus. You're accentuating the Avdus Shamayim. You're accentuating the Malchus Shamayim. So then the old Malchus, Bos of Adam, and the old Heretz is going to be diminished, is going to be reduced. The Rambam interprets here, all the Acheretz is Torah Hazman. Here in the notes and in the Machon HaMa'or edition of and translation edition, so they point out that earlier in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, in the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel ben Osho of Yehuda Anosi Omer, Yofi Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyegi Hashneim Ashkach Zava. So there the Rambam interprets Derech Eretz, Kavanosa B'Derech Eretz Kan, HaHisaskos B'Panosa. So the point of the He'or is obviously not a stira, and that's why the Rambam himself, and everything is so meduyok or meduktok. That's why the Rambam writes there in Berak Beis Mishnah Beis Kavanasa B'Derech Eretz Kan. In this context, that's what Derech Eretz means. When David HaMelech says to Shlomo, Hineni holech b'derech kol ha'aretz, v'chazakta v'yisal ish, he's not telling him, I have a 9 o'clock business meeting in the office, right? He's telling him something different, right? So b'derech kol ha'aretz means something different. So clearly that phrase, it's quite clear that you know, the way of the world. So the way of the world, depending upon the context in which it's said, is obviously going to admit different meanings. So it's not a question of a stira, but it is the question. So how does the Rambam know in our Mishnah to veer away from that understanding of Derech Eretz and say that it means Torah Hazman? So the pashtus is, again, so what does Torah Hazman mean? No, you know, he's still going to have, he's going to have a job. What's Torah Hazman? I don't know. He's not going to get a flat tire. You know, maybe he won't get any cavities. No, that would be gore, gore bracha. But the Rambam here doesn't translate Derech Eretz as Parnasa, and Yitachin, that's the Rambam, you know, Lishitaso, and again, that's also why we, how we knew that the Mekabel of Ol Torah here doesn't mean to the degree that the Rambam is describing in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. So l'chara, that would be the Rambam l'shitaso. Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, if you have it, I'll say Gimel Yud Aleph in Talmud Torah. Ma'alu gedol lohi l'mishuhu misparneis mimaisa yodov u'midas chasidah mirishonim hi u'bozeh zocha l'chol kovod v'tova shavolim hazeh v'olim haba shenema yigia kapach kisocha ashracha v'tovlach ashracha v'olim hazeh v'tovlach l'olim haba. That's what the Rambam in earlier in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes made a point of saying, Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael hoyu mehen chotvei eitzin u'mehen shoavei mayim. They did manual labor. And difficult manual labor also, not I don't know. I think in today's terms it would be to be a construction worker. Chod ve'etz and mehen shavei mayim. According to the Rambam, it's clear then that in our Mishnah, the Ma'avir Mimenu Ol Derech Eretz isn't going to mean Parnasa. No, it's a Ma'ilah Gadol. It's a Midas Chasidus. Again, unless you're talking about the person who's in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, but that's not what we're talking about here. Ol Derech Eretz here means Torah Chazman. V'chol HaPorek Mimenu Ol Torah Nosan alav ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. V'b'chalavti ish kva chanan yo'omer asara she'yoshim l'oskim b'atora shechina imam shalem alakim nitzav v'adas kel v'inayin shafil chamishu shalem v'agudoso al eretz yesada. Minayin shavid asal shalama bekarav Elokim yishpot. Minayin shavid asal shalama oznin b'yir Hashem yishorev. Minayin shavid yochad shalama b'chal mongo shazgir shmi Ovo elecha. Kvar v'yana b'tchid asan hedin. The Rambam says ki eida ein achal al pochaz me'asara v'shem b'yana ki bezden einon pochaz mishlosha Behem hanikraim Elohim le'inyan hamishpat. So I don't know. So according to the Rambam, is the Rambam telling us that the way Chazal are reading this phrase in Tehillim of Bekarev, Elokim Yishpat, that the Elokim has two meanings. One is Kodesh, one is Chol. It's Chol in the sense that Din requires Bezdin. Bezdin, I kruyim Elohim, because Elohim b'loshem Chol is, as Rashi Al HaTorah points out, what do you mean, Elohim l'Faro? I'm making you a god to Paro? No, it means Baal Svara. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Ho Elohim? What do you mean, Elokei Ho Elohim? No, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so then the Malachim are conduits. They have no discretionary say in anything. But the Malachim are conduits for the way that the world is conducted and governed. So maybe you can refer to them as Elohim. So on the one hand, it's chol, but meidach gisa, it's also kodesh, which indicates that the din is happening. A, it requires bezdin, who are kruyim Elohim. Vehigisha Adonav, right? By Evidivi, right? Vehigisha Adonav El Elohim, right? Which means bezdin. That Tzarech Lehimalech bebezdin. But Meidach Gisa, it also means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present as well. Din, there is an equation between din and Talmud Torah. Din is just the chveis. It's chosh and mishpat al chol ma'isa. What is din? Ein hachanami. So Bezdin has to spend time listening to the tainus of the Bali Dvarim, and lav dafka that is Talmud Torah. Lav dafka that you have to make a bigger satorah on listening to the tainus of the Bali Dvarim. But certainly when Bezdin is then no save and no same, and when they're paskening, so the paskening, the psag then is chosh and mishpat, halacha lemaisa. Continuing in the Rambam, perish agudu masha adam ogeid biyado, ubiyad yesh chamesh etzbos shebohen hu ogeid. Right, to bundle, to package something. The kovetz chomesh ha'atzbos nikra gamken aguda. Good. Next Mishnah. V'loz ben Yehuda ish baratos omet. Tein lo mishalo, sha'at v'shaloch shalo. V'chein hu omet v'dovid ki mimcha hakol u'miyodcha nasanu loch. Ram doesn't comment on this. He feels that it's straightforward. You know, sometimes psychologically, which is, I don't know, it's something I think that we're. That we tend to be susceptible to and should be aware of. We sort of, not sort of, we do take an awful lot for granted. And one of the elements of that, and one of its expressions, let's say when a person is asked or contemplates giving tzedakah according to his means. I'm not talking about giving tzedakah beyond a person's means, but according to one's means. So sometimes we experience that as, ooh, it's hard to give away my money. It's hard to give away my hard-earned money. And sometimes we sort of, and again, it's not only in money. Sometimes it can be, you know, it's hard to sacrifice my time to help someone else to attend to this dvar mitzvah. And inevitably, you know, if we experience life that way, and we see life through such a lens, so inevitably, at some point, if not many points, we're not give as much stock as we should. Again, ish kamat nazil, according to a person's means. And we're not going to extend ourselves for other people or for divrei mitzvah as we should. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish matosa is saying. We need to undercut that erroneous perspective. When a person gives away in context of mitzvahs, in context of avodas Hashem, he's not giving away. He's just acting as a gizbar and funneling the money to where it's supposed to go. Let's say you're a gabbai tzedakah, and you manage a very, very large gemach. I don't know, there's millions and millions of dollars coming in and going out of this gemach. So I don't know, does it hurt when you, again, whether the gemach gives loans or whether the gemach gives grants, does it hurt? No, it doesn't hurt. It's not your money. It never hurts to give someone else's money away. It only hurts me when I give my money away. I have no problem giving your money away. So the gabbai tzedakah, he doesn't, I don't remember. That's what he's supposed to do. It's not his money. He's just here to make the allocation. He's just here to distribute. Let's say when a person is on the job, so his contract means that it involves that he works from 9 to 5, and the boss gives him an assignment. He doesn't resent the fact, oh, so now for the next 2 hours I'm not going to be able to play solitaire on my on my computer, but I'm going to have to attend to the boss is paying me, and he's got a right. It's not my time. The time that I'm on, that I'm salaried for, is not my time. So then a person talking the gabbai tzedakah gives out all the money he's supposed to give out. And the person and the employee does all the projects that the boss sends his way. Says Rav Elazar ben Yehuda ish matosa, tain lo, and don't stinge. Do whatever the Shulchan Aruch says is appropriate to the degree that the Shulchan Aruch says is appropriate, given a person's resources. Tain lo mishalo. Give of your time, give of yourself, give of your money. You're not really giving. You're giving the Ribbono Shel Olam what's his. Sha'at v'shalach shalom. V'chein hu omer b'David ki mimcha ha'kol miyotcha nasan alach. Reb Yaakov omer ha'mahalich b'derech v'shono mafsik mishnasa v'omer ma'noa ilan zeh, ma'noa nir zeh, ma'alu malav kilu hu mischai b'nafsham. Yochel afilo takva lo mishnasa tamad lama fen yasum lo vavcha. Ha enu mischai ben afsha at she yeshev lo vi yisire mi libo. So then this Mishnah is at first glance, it's hard to understand. And it would seem that on the spectrum, that there are at least three scenarios. One scenario is what the Mishnah calls Tokfa Lav Mishnaso. What would Tokfa Lav Mishnaso mean? Let's say, right, we know that Rav Yosef, at the end of his life, due to illness, forgot some of his learning due to illness, and the Talmidim would remind him what he himself had taught them. In the beginning of Ksubas, you have such a Gemara. So that's Tokfel of Mishnasa. That's one end of the spectrum. We'll cover the middle of the spectrum. Is what the Mishnah begins with of Shachecht Avechem in Mishnasa. And then the opposite spectrum is the Yeshev V'Yisire Milivo. It's that a person adopts a lifestyle which is antithetical to retaining Torah. So the Mishnah began by saying that even the middle, by addressing the middle case, the Mishnah said, Yochel afilo, one end of the spectrum of Tokfa. And then the Mishnah says, no, the other end of the spectrum. So it's a Shver Mishnah. To ask the same question differently, the Lashon HaPasuk is Fen Yasur Mavavcha, right? The subject is the Dvarim Asher Ro Einecha. Yes, how does that translate? Lest they lest they stray from your thought, from your mind. And then somehow or other, Chazal turn around and they use Fen Yasur Mavavcha as a raya to Yesire Milibo. Again, which seems to blur the difference between what we call the middle of the spectrum and the opposite end of the spectrum. Let's leave the Mishnah for a minute. If you have a Rambam, I will say, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud. At Emosai Chayim Vilmot Torah, Ad Yom Oso, Shenem Ofen Yasum Ovavcha Koyim Mechayacha, V'chol Zman Shel Yasek B'limud Hu Shachayach. The Rambam read an article in a journal about they did a study of memory, and in the journal it's clear as follows. What the Rambam writes here in Halacha Yud reflects our Mishnah. We ask that the Mishnah seems to conflate a simple case of shechacha with yesire milvava. So clearly what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that absent due diligence on our part, the default position is that a person forgets. Nochamo. Absent due diligence on our part, the default setting of a person, of our internal hard drive, the default setting is that a person forgets. Memela, fen yasuru and yasireim milibo are one and the same. Because effectively, Upton is meser milibo passively. It doesn't require some active, always preoccupying my mind with shtussen and mile da'alma for no necessary reason, for no higher noble goal or context. No, just the passivity and the lack of the due diligence, automatically the default setting is when we recognize that equation, so then the difficulties in the Mishnah evaporate, right? We asked, what's the raya from ufen yasurim ulvavcha to ad sheyeshev yisirim milibo? No, yeshev yisirim milibo is just by not counteracting what will otherwise be the natural, inevitable process of shechacha. And maybe the raya in the Mishnah is like this. Yochel afilo takval of Mishnasa. Talmud lomu fen yasuru mavavacha. The Mishnah is referring to a natural process. Not when it's unnatural because of the intrusion of choli or something, which is the tzior, which is, or eight tzior of Takva Lav Mishnasa. No, the Mishnas, the Raki Shtam L'cho Ashman Avshcha Ma'od Pen, is the natural process. The natural process of Yisire Milibo, which again, just happens even passively, absent our due diligence. Okay, it's a little bit over time. So we'll need to next time, we'll continue a little bit on this point before we go back to the... Okay, everyone should have a very good, productive day. A good Shabbos. Be well, be safe.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Can you ask a question?
Sure. Who said David?
So I was wondering, I noticed that... Oh, yes, it's David. Sorry. the Mishnah about the individual learning. Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you. Yes, thank individual, you.
Okay. The individual who's learning that the Shekhinah is with him. So in earlier in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, there was a similar Mishnah that says Shnaim Shiyoshvim, and there V'yesh b'neim Divrei Torah Shekhinah b'neim, but Echad Shiyoshiv Osik Torah, right? There are different Eschos. As the Mishnah I have says Hakadosh Baruch Hu Koveh Lo Schar. I think Rabbi quoted from the Rambam a different Nusach that he is like Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. But it doesn't say that the Shekhinah is with him. So is that a sort of a machlokas between these Mishnayos, or how do we understand that?
I don't know. That's a very important question. I don't know. Obviously, there's room to say that it isn't the machlokas, and just the mission is this one mission is making one point, one ma machadu lo pligay, but mehechatese, meaning if back in the earlier Mishnah about Shnaim it said that, I don't know. Your question is a very good question. I don't know.
No one's. Manuel. Can go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dave, you had a follow up?
No, it was a separate question, so Manuel can go first.
Okay.
Manuel.
Yeah. I should like a general question that came out about like a time and using our time and saying it's like not our time. About like tzedakah with time. And I remember hearing that like, something with Shemir Moshe that you also have to give Meister of your time. So like how should we balance that? Like, let's say we have friends or something that we know that like maybe like learning with them for 20 minutes here and there, or like a few of them, like sort of cure opportunities would be helpful for them. Like, how do we balance that? How many of those should we put in? Like, is there a way to think about how much is our time, not our time, I mean, like how much is Hashem telling us to funnel through to others?
I mean, I think you know you cited the source for it. I think it's I think it's in Igros Moshe, actually. I think it's a printed tshuva. I don't remember which chelek, but I think it's actually a printed tshuva. You can look it up. So he uses the formula of Maisa. So I think Maisa would mean, double check this in the tshuva to make sure that this is correct. I don't think Maisa means a tenth of your waking hours. Let's say you sleep 8 hours and you wake 16 hours. I don't think it means 1.6 hours. I think it would probably mean Maisa of your learning time. I mean, let's say a person, he's awake 16 hours a day, but he's also at work 8 hours a day. So I don't think he's giving Maisa of the 16 hours. I think he's giving Maisa of his learning time. So that's I think, but double check the tshuva and make sure that what I'm saying is right. B, depending upon the dynamic and the reality of